Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Today, my special guest is Adam Tomlinson. He is the lead minister of Westwood Christian Church in Madison, Wisconsin. Adam grew up in Illinois and Wisconsin before going to Milligan College, where he met his wife, Lauren. He has been in ministry since 2014. They have 3 children, Nathaniel, Caleb, and Junia. I've known Adam's family most of my life. His mom babysat me and my sister while my mom was in Bible study. I used to play church softball with his dad, and I remember Adam in the stroller at the softball games. In this special episode, Adam and I have a conversation about what he is learning from God in this season of life. Enjoy the conversation. Adam, what is Jesus teaching you now?
I think the biggest thing that I am being worked on, developed, discipled in, you know, whatever word you want to use there, is patience. I don't feel young all the time, but really, I'm a young pastor, and it's so easy to, to take all of the learning that I have done in my life, whether it be formal education, undergraduate, graduate school, other things I've done, or even the kind of lived experience. It's so tempting to take all that and want to just implement massive change everywhere quickly. And one of the things that God has just been, I think, trying to teach me is that slow and steady wins the race, right? Like that old famous, fable that we're all familiar with, like there's some truth in that. I've been reminded lately of when I was in graduate school, in my first year there, a dear friend of mine was going to be gone for the summer, and he was looking for somebody who might be able to preach for him at a church that he preached evening services for. And as we were talking about, he said, "Now, Adam, if you take this position, you have to go slow with these people. You, Adam, are in an incubator here in seminary where you have signed up for lots of learning very quickly.
Yeah.
These people are coming to evening church and they're not really signing up for that, right?" And that's a lesson that I occasionally forget, and I try to move really quickly in life.
Yeah.
And I try to move my board too quickly, or I try to do too much in a sermon, or I put too much pressure on myself, right? It's not even always that I act on that impulse, but there's a sense of guilt that comes as I sit alone and think, I've been in my position 2 years. How have we not already done all of these things? And, God kind of speaks softly and says, 2 years is not that long. Two years is really not a very long time, and it's okay. I live up here in Madison, Wisconsin, so we've got lots of football, right? Our lives, except in periods like now where, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing. Other than that, it's football all the time. And it's tempting to feel like every sermon, every meeting, every interaction has to be a Hail Mary touchdown pass for the win.
Right.
And God has done a lot of work in my life to say, no. It's okay to hand off the football, see those interactions, see those sermons, see those moments, hand off the football, get a short gain, do it again. Hand up the football, get a short gain, do it again. Because luckily in life, we have a lot longer than 4 downs. And so anyway, God has really been teaching me patience. And I think God has been teaching me not to judge myself for slow growth, because that's another thing that's really easy to do, to measure myself against either friends I've got in ministry who are doing really great things, or even some of those kind of celebrity types, right? I'm not this guy, or I'm not that guy, or whatever. And God has been reminding me, well, a lot of those guys are 60, whatever, and you, Adam, don't know what they were like in their 30s, right? You don't know the slow growth they had to endure in their 30s. You've only seen them when they got famous at 50 or whatever.
Yeah, it definitely takes time to build into ministry. And it's hard because we are just planting seeds, as the scripture that you read was this planting of seeds. And you don't always see that happen immediately. And sometimes you just feel like, man, it's not, nothing's happening here. It's not,
yes.
You know, I'm not doing my job. I'm not, you know, what's going on? And you kind of want to load yourself down with that guilt of it. But realizing that, you know, this is, you got to see things in the course of eternity rather than just of our view. And that's hard to do. I mean, it takes just that, you know, learning from Jesus, letting him kind of beat that into you, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to that scripture that I read, he says, be wary of the shrewd advice that tells you to get ahead in the world on your own. And what I have, you know, discovered in my life is that a lot of the like advice that I have been, you know, given or sorry. Yeah. That I have received, that I've been given, a lot of that advice really came down to like, hey, how do you make yourself look like the rock star pastor? How do you make your church look like the new hotness in town? How do you, and all of those things are really about me, where my goal as a pastor, my goal as a person needs to be, how am I growing close to God?
Yeah.
And how do I help other people grow close to God? Now, if that happens by being the new hotness in town, awesome. But we have to be, you know, wary of that shrewd advice, because in that parable of the sower where Satan comes and snatches the seed, I have found that the most effective ways that Satan draws me off course on my discipleship journey is by slightly perverting the good things I'm doing, taking my call to preach. And if Satan can make me be focused on how a sermon makes me look instead of how do I present God and offer God to people? If Satan can get me focused on me, I'm in trouble, right? Like it's not going to be a good sermon. It's ruining my inner life. If Satan can make my community service all about how I look to the community, Satan's winning and I'm losing again, right? And the through line there, right, of the shrewd advice that's all about me and how Satan can just slowly lead me off course, right? Satan doesn't have to tempt me to some massive, you know, world-altering sin. Satan can give me just these little itty-bitty temptations that lead me off course and make me focused on me, and they make me an ineffective person, husband, dad, pastor, all of those things, because I'm worried about how I look instead of where's Jesus.
Was there anything that you want to kind of say as a last wrap up?
What I would say is the premise of this podcast is one that I think lots of people would benefit with grappling with, right? For some people, you know, God will speak to them through a podcast like this. For others, it'll be outside in nature. For others, it'll be, you know, reading books, you know, whatever.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is the idea that incremental growth is good growth, that by and large, I think incremental growth is actually the more sustainable growth.
Right.
That most of us don't live in incubators where we can, you know, have lots of rapid growth, and that we shouldn't expect those moments of rapid growth to always last, right?
Right.
Even, you know, incubators, you know, we use for newborns or, you know, baby animals or whatever. We eventually take them out of the incubator and their growth slows down. And so, my advice to anybody who's listening and feeling like I'm not growing fast enough, or I'm not, you know, learning, I'm still making these mistakes, like, hey, that's okay. Most of our life is spent outside of an incubator where growth happens slowly, and the regular, for lack of a better word, grind, right? The regular grind of, I don't know how to pray, but I'm going to try. Lord, teach me to pray is what the disciples say. I don't know how to read my Bible, but I'm going to try. I don't know how to do this, but I'm going to try. And those, just keep trying. Just keep focusing on inviting Jesus to untangle those knots in your life. I think that is the way to sustained growth. My all-time favorite title Eugene Peterson, author of The Message, has a book on discipleship, and his title for that book is A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, because discipleship is not fast. It is slow and methodical.
I want to say thank you to Adam for joining me for this special conversation. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast on social media. Check out our brand new YouTube channel. Support the podcast. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.